Can't stand another Tuesday night in? Use Slug's daily calendar to fill your social calendar for you.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. My name is Nora. I'm the guitarist and vocalist in Durian Durian. The band is me, Emily Snow on keyboard, and drum machines and sampling by Cody Lopez. Somewhere between post-punk and dream pop, we write and play our songs. Somewhere between contemporary ballet and modern, Emily and I choreograph and dance in them, and that's Durian Durian. I came from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to Salt Lake in 2009 to attend the ballet department at the U. I met Cody soon after. We bonded as friends over music and film and have now been partners for almost 7 years. But I didn't meet Emily Snow then. I quit ballet to pursue a linguistics degree after my first year, and Emily came to the program a little later. So despite many mutual acquaintances and interests, we passed like ships in the night. But in 2016, we met and became instant friends, understanding and challenging each other in this really rare way. A few years ago, the three of us began going to Twilight Lounge, like, every Wednesday night to hear this great group called Jazz Jacks play what they called Doom Lounge and present weekly sets by different local bands. None of us are at all inclined to network in the traditional sense, so it was nice to become friends with this community of artists in a really natural way. Then 2 years ago, the Jazz Jaguars drummer got a job that took her into the wilderness every other week. They needed a second string drummer. I'd been messing around on a kit at home for a few years, and suddenly I was sitting in for Jazz Jags. I got to be in a band. Bandleader and friend Dave Payne was putting together a show at Urban that summer for Hoofless, this incredible band that's, like, very tonally distinct, just beautiful. They wanted something that was explicitly not rock and roll to support that. So Dave asked us, me and Emily and Cody, if we could put something together that would fit. We took the next month or so and put together the first Durian Durian set, fleshing out some songs I'd written on guitar and choreographing dance sections. The initial concept for that first show was using different modalities to express the same idea, dancing as a continuation of the main riff, and to transition one musical and visual idea into another in what was then one long continuous performance set. So there was very much a one-to-one structural constraint that we imposed, reflecting the variations on a central motif in the music, with variations on a central phrase in the dance. Variations like retrograde, accumulation, repetition, contact. Emily and I both started studying dance at 3 or 4 years old, primarily classical ballet, as well as various schools of folk dance, jazz, improv, and modern. Having that formal training and then leaving it behind to some degree, you come back making the kind of thing you want to make, the kind of thing you wish existed. Dance and performing art audiences are often held captive, glued to their seats and, like, expected to stay quiet and engaged. What we love about going to shows here, to Diabolical or Twilight or whatever, you can really get into the music, or listen quietly, or just go get a beer and talk with your friends. It just made sense to us to bring that into the band. To bring dance into unconventional spaces, the music venues where we knew the kind of art experience infrastructure we liked already existed. Going into that first show, we thought this would probably be a one-off thing. But afterwards, we just knew it was a band, and that we could take these songs further. We eventually broke that set back up into discrete chunks, so we could better arrange the set list for whomever we were supporting, and give ourselves and anyone watching time to breathe. and we started playing all different venues, which means dialing in the sound and also adjusting the movement. Sometimes there's no stage, because it's a house show, or we're out behind twilight in the gravel, structural column at Diabolical. Part of the ethos is fitting the sound and also the movement to the space. For example, when we play Twilight, everything has to lounge down a little bit. Whisper singing, easing back guitar tone, moderating the volume of industrial samples. We usually play more songs with shorter, more gestural dance sections, because we're dancing up on our chairs. It's hard to execute the partnering up there, so we just bring up a shot, usually whiskey and sometimes it's tequila, and very stylistically cheers and shoot it. Playing out a lot in different venues has helped refine the performance aspect. We've let go of that one-to-one structural constraint, trusting our command of each medium to create like a cohesive whole. To the degree that we discovered Emily is an incredible improviser and we can rely on that to workshop and as a part in itself. It wasn't until recently in preparing to record that we dramatically refined the music. We talked about the kind of sound we wanted out of a recording process, more separation and clarity. There was a definite wall of sound aspect to our early shows that we'd been retooling over time. But hearing the demos, there was competition for the mid-range and, like, overly overt dissonance. We needed to get into the details and simplify. I'm very self-taught, and recently, and will try to write the fullness of the sound more so than, like, a strong guitar part. Cody's musical knowledge and intuition is invaluable in that process. We're really happy with how the reworked song sounded at our last show. We're going to start the recording process soon, but we don't have a hard date. We just enjoy working on this stuff and performing it, and if people want to hear it, that's awesome. The song you're about to hear is a favorite of ours, one from the very first set that encapsulates how far Durian Durian has come. It's called Bloomsday, after June 16th, the day Joyce's Ulysses takes place. Yeah. we're focusing on our upcoming collaboration with the Deseret Experimental Opera Company, or DEXO. It will premiere May 2019 with some of our favorite local bands, including It Footed Ears and Savage Daughters. Until then, you can listen to us here, exclusively on this episode of Soundwaves.
Sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.